Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
You can't just sit there and expect because your leaders look like you that they're on your side. Well, they're not. They don't care about you. Like George Carlin said, they're in a big club and we ain't in it.
It's a big club and you ain't in it.
We're prey. The left in this country has weaponized stupidity and mental illness. And they're using that just like Hitler did for his street gangs.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
CNN is not just fake news. It's the criminal news network that works as a racketeering crime syndicate to openly shut down my media operations and other people's media operations.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud. You are a charlatan. It goes around lying about people to destroy the First Amendment.
I haven't lied about anyone else.
Yes, you are a congenital liar. Swole as well. Why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes Congressman Swole as well.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
And the deplatforming didn't work.
The Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet! We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal!
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
They take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each
today,
other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here. Just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
July 7th, 2023. Stay with us. Big broadcast straight ahead.
InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation, and so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one-time or recurring. You have a little profile there. Cancel anytime. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in, and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. Instead of making 20, 30, 40% of doing the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keep us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, July 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the studios in Austin, Texas. And wow, do we have a lot of news and information to break down and go over with you here today. But we're having some studio problems right now, so we're going to go to rebroadcast for a while. And when we figure this out, maybe I'll be back, maybe I won't. We'll see. Who cares? The whole thing's collapsing anyways. We got some really important reports here for you that we'll go to. When they're ready, they'll call me and tell me the studio's ready and it's working. Let's go ahead and air... Let's hear Project Malaria, courtesy of Bill Gates. Let's play that.
According to the CDC, 5 new cases of malaria have popped up in Florida and Texas. A rash of cases of local malaria not seen in the U.S. since 2003.
Texas is reporting a case of locally transmitted malaria. It's rare and the first in our state since 1994. And there hasn't been a case of malaria caught locally in the U.S. since 2003. The CDC is reporting that these 4 people from Florida and then another person from Texas contracted this disease between late May and late June through what they're saying is local transmission. So I did ask Border Patrol if they were concerned that malaria and other diseases were in fact coming over the border with migrants seeking a better life.
When we're hearing that there's individuals coming into the United States from all over the world, a lot of them are not getting screened, they're not getting checked.
The U.S. sees on average 2,000 cases of imported malaria per year from travelers entering the United States.
Currently, there are 32 reported malaria cases in Ohio, but all of the patients were infected in other countries.
And yes, Bill Gates is playing God via the Gates Foundation subsidized company known as Oxitec with genetically engineered mosquitoes in the Florida Keys, California, and Southeast Texas.
I'm at the world's biggest mosquito factory for the World Mosquito Program. We're making in here 30 million mosquitoes a week.
There are some very important problems that don't get worked on naturally. That is, the market does not drive the scientists, the communicators, the thinkers, the governments to do the right things. And only by paying attention to these things and having brilliant people who care and draw other people in can we make as much progress as we need to.
And that's why Gavi was created. Gavi came up with the money and a plan to get vaccines out to all the kids of the world.
Lo and behold, the EPA did not require peer review or basic preliminary cage trials in Florida and Texas and excluded adequate public comment by not posting relevant documents when they approved the trial, according to J.D. Hansen, policy director for the International Center Center for Technology Assessment, while others felt the EPA didn't consider unintended consequences. According to a report in the Daily Mail, a panel of independent experts testified to the Florida Keys Mosquito Board that genetically engineered mosquitoes could also pose significant threats to sensitive ecosystems and human populations in the Florida Keys. And yes, in 2021, with the financial support of the Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline developed a malaria vaccine, a clear case of problem-reaction-solution, where once again Bill Gates adds to his massive fortune through nefarious means. So yes, people are concerned. Bill Gates has become an American pariah, following his hand in the rollout of COVID vaccines that continue to injure and kill millions of Americans. A scourge upon humanity due to his buyout of American farmland in favor of Chinese infiltration, GMO crops, and livestock.
I want to wish everyone in China a very happy Lunar New Year. Just as the tiger symbolizes vitality and health, since the onset of the pandemic, China has worked hard to not only contain the virus, but also contributed to closing the equity gap.
A dastardly degenerate due to his close association with Jeffrey Epstein, that was the downfall of his marriage.
Why he began a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, he pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from a minor.
And recent revelations of rampant sexual harassment of his underlings. The poster boy for the elite's climate change hypocrisy movement.
What do you say to the charge that if you are a climate change campaigner, but you also travel around the world on a private jet, you're a hypocrite?
I, by the gold standard of funding Climeworks to do direct air capture, that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint. And I spend billions of dollars on climate innovation.
So when the bought and paid for Associated Press and Forbes write hit pieces against those questioning Bill Gates' motives, it merely adds propagandists to the rap sheet of Bill Gates' villainry. Bill Gates is an awful person and shouldn't be in charge of anything supposedly benefiting humanity. John Bound reporting.
That is a very important report at Band.video, Project Malaria, courtesy of Bill Gates. All right, we are now officially kicking off the transmission. We had the light panel, computer-operated crash, some other stuff crash right as we went live. Not the crew's fault. If I had $10 million equipment like Fox News or CNN, it doesn't crash, but maybe once a year. We have prosumer gear that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you know how computers are, ladies and gentlemen. Whether it's a pacemaker or a computer in the space shuttle, they go out. And so that's what happened, but the crew was able to fix it in just a few minutes, and we are here. Murphy's Law would have it, though, that maybe once every month or two, I don't get prepared for the show. I mean, I'm reading stuff at home and getting ready in the morning, but I usually get here long before the broadcast and then refocus here at my broadcast desk. But not today. I was in a corporate bankruptcy meetings dealing with the future of InfoWars, which is going well because we've told the truth and this is not some kangaroo Democrat-controlled state court. The facts are the facts. And, of course, everything the other side has said has now been proven to not be true in the court. And so the judge is fully aware of that, and it just continues to watch them double down. It's just bizarre. But I guess they did so well at the slot machine that was rigged in Texas and Connecticut that they think it's the same thing for federal courts. But as all of this unfolds, there's a lot of good news today. A lot of good news today. And so I was digesting that. But I only got in my chair about 5 minutes before we went live. So that's why you see the stacks in front of me. They're all in big stacks. I always tell you that my articles are not props. I've actually looked at them all and read through most of them. But today, they are, I guess, a prop. Except most of these I did read before I texted them to the producers to print. But what I've not been able to do is actually look through all of the stacks to see which things I want to hit first. But that's kind of good. So instead, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to just pick up the stacks here because they don't organize the stacks I do. And I'm just going to start randomly reading out of them. I think that would be pretty informative and interesting when we come back from break. Because I say they don't organize. They tend to print them as I email them or text message them to them. And so they kind of are in order. These three little articles that I see are very informative on many, 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 many levels. And we'll cover this when we come back. More to the point, hottest day ever. That's what we're being told. And remember, until a few years ago, they would always show the heat maps according to what is forested and what is not forested. So desert areas would be brown and tan, and green areas would be green. Forests would be dark green. Plains would be light green. And oceans, deep water would be deep blue, and bays and things would be baby blue. That's color coding that corresponds to reality. But now, when they show you the heat maps, they show them in red, yellow, and orange. And we have copies of the UK and Europe just a few years ago was, you know, green, would show temperatures that were higher. But now everything's red. But it's a little bit more serious than that. So we'll decode the fraud of the hottest day ever, which it's not been, when we come back.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Intend to open the phones up today on this live Friday edition. We also have a really smart historian, best-selling author, joining us coming up in the third hour today. But looking at all the news here, Biden is accelerating the escalation in Ukraine, giving cluster bombs. And one of the top statisticians for NATO, one of the top tank commanders that does the main training for a war with Russia, has officially said that Ukraine was destroyed basically during the offensive, counteroffensive, and that he doesn't expect them to have any success in the future, really no matter what weapons they have, because the Russian force is so large and so dug in. Yeah, it's easy for the Russians to get annihilated. Flying in against all those NATO weapons, it was like shooting fish in a barrel, but it's the other way around once you try to go back the other way. So all Zelensky can do now is stage a false flag at the major nuclear power plant there, the largest in Europe, and he keeps saying the Russians are going to blow it up any day, and that large bombs were placed on top of the reactor shields, the containment domes is the proper term. And number one, that's not how you blow something up. You put it at the bottom or at the middle. And you certainly, again, if you want to covertly blow it up, you don't put it there for everybody to see. And now satellite images have been released. The latest Google Earth shows that there are no bombs on top of the containment domes. So the only logical thing you can take from this is that the psychotics that run NATO and Ukraine, the forces of Sodom and Gomorrah, are going to blow up the reactors and blame it on the Russians, and I guess have NATO invade and go completely to World War III. I mean, that's what this is looking like. I don't believe it. I can't believe it. It's unreal. But it is what it is. It's like you love your grandma, you know your grandma, and you walk in there, and there they are laying dead in the bed, and they're dead. Except when this grandma dies, we all die in a nuclear war. It's just kind of that unbelievable moment. Like when you watch somebody run out in front of a car going down a highway at 75 and you see the person smashed and their brains all over the pavement and you're just like, this is not real. You get out of your car to render aid and there's intestines for 30, 40 yards and brains and the tongue hanging out of their mouth and blood spilling all over the ground and it just doesn't seem real, but it is. And that's kind of the feeling I've got, is just we're watching this slow-motion giant disaster take place. So we've got that. And then we've got the globalist Soros-run Philly government saying, if you show images of the tranny that killed a bunch of people with a gun, you are committing violence against trans people, and they want you arrested. So they've not been successful suppressing that this was a nutball, leftist nutball there. So they're trying to arrest people to talk about it being a nutball, and they're misgendering the woman as a man, though it really is a man, so they could, I guess, be arrested under some of the new laws that have been passed, places like Michigan and California. But we've got that. We've got huge news on the central bank digital currency, which really is the big enchilada. Everything else is a distraction from the fact that they get this in place. The nightmare control is staggering. It's quite frankly biblical, right out of Revelation. So we've got all that. We've got the latest jobs numbers. We've got really big news on that front. But as I said, the first thing I want to hit is this stack of articles right here. And the first one is Obama talking to some talentless podcaster. And I say that because the guy sounds like he's in junior high RTF class. I mean, I'm just stating the obvious here. And I didn't just watch this clip. I went and found the full podcast. Watched 10 unbearable minutes at about 6 a.m. this morning when I was researching. And it's just such a facade once you realize what frauds these people are. But what's really important is the BS coming out of the 46th president's mouth. He is talking about what he tells his daughters, Big Mike's daughters, when they don't want to work or have a life or a future because the world's going to end. And so he lies to them. And lies to him some more. We're going to cover all this next segment. It'll take a whole segment to cover this because it then goes into this. All these headlines everywhere. You'd have to be hiding under a rock not to see them. The hottest day ever was on July 4th. Not just in the U.S. All over the world was the hottest day ever. I actually went and looked at temperatures around the world. And they were much cooler than they were in many other cases. So it's another total lie. And I don't just have temperature readings or historical temperature readings to look at. I remember playing football in middle school and some in high school before I decided, man, this I don't like getting injured like this. I don't want to be cool on the football team. I've already got it's true. I already had the best curls. I was like, why am I doing this? But the point is, I do remember very, very clearly that they had to cancel football all across Dallas when I was 11 and then again when I was 13. It was 110 to 114 degrees by 11 o'clock when we were ending, noon, we were ending those. They were having to cancel the afternoon ones because it was two a days because it was going up to 115 and something like four or five people in Dallas died of heat exhaustion. So I remember Dallas being 115 degrees in the summer. And so they're telling me that 105 on July 4th is the hottest temperature. You know what? I looked up the hottest temperature recorded on July 4th in Texas, and guess what? It was 3 degrees higher. You can look it up for yourself. So they are bald face lying. You know, I said I covered next segment. We're going to get to that next segment. But everybody remembers this. Everybody knows this. We'll talk about that fraud. But we will talk about what's really driving temperature, and that's the sun. Big changes in the sun. And then see if you can catch the irony here. Man found dead in Death Valley. National Park amid searing heat. That's from AccuWeather. Now, why do you think he was found dead in Death Valley? Found dead in Death Valley. Oh, and they say record temperatures in Death Valley. I actually looked up the July temperatures for Death Valley and meant to tell the crew to do it. I looked it up this morning. You guys look it up. Look up record July temperatures in Death Valley, and then look at what they say in this article is record temperature. It's not. See, there's a reason it's called Death Valley. I know most of you picked it up. Again, I'm going to read it again. This is just too much. Man found dead in Death Valley. Because all the people in the wagon trains going west would say, go around that thing. Don't go in there. It's Death Valley. You're going to die. It's 125 degrees down there. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. People dying in Death Valley ain't nothing new, brother. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th super sales just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Rainforest Ultra, 50% off. probiotic fiber, 50% off. Immune support, 50% off. Organic green fiber cap, 50% off. Ultimate fish oil, 40% off. Ultimate bone broth, 40% off. That's got to get that. That's selling out. Down and out sleep support, back in stock, 40% off. Superfemale Vitality, same as the male Vitality, but the male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate krill oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The clean iodine, the missing link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole food multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a big problem with liars and deceivers. I don't think anybody who's got a brain cell working disagrees with that. And nowhere is this deception more on display than with the climate cult funded by the Rothschilds and the Club of Rome and the UN to tell you you're bad, you're evil, we got to take everything from you, you've got to eat bugs, you've got to be sterilized. We've got to reduce the population because carbon is killing the earth. Now, anybody that knows basic chemistry or biology or the history or geology of this earth knows that's asinine. Carbon dioxide in the time of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, if you believe the mainline science, they have the ice cores, the mud samples, they can go in with these different spectrometers and test it, was 20%. And in fact, it wasn't until just a few million years ago that it began to off-gas out of the atmosphere. We know that animals got bigger, plants grew faster. And they have all the studies that you can double, triple, quadruple carbon dioxide to a plant, and they just keep growing faster and faster and healthier, and they need something very key. They need far less water the more carbon dioxide they have. And that's why in the time of the Great Pyramids, it was even higher then, just 5,000 years ago, it was all lush and green around the pyramids. It looked like Hawaii with crocodiles and hippos stomping around. And so only lately has it gone from 20% down to, in the time of Egypt, a couple percent, to dropping to 0.04%. 0.04%. You look this up yourself. And so they put plants in greenhouses and lowered it to 0.2, and they all die. So the carbon dioxide is dropping to death levels for the Earth. And instead of having terraforming operations like Aliens, remember that second movie? Really good movie. What do you mean they cut the power? Game over, man. Game over. Well, if the carbon dioxide drops to 0.2%, ladies and gentlemen, it's game over. Carbon cycle dead, Earth dead. And what is Bill Gates building? Giant carbon-sucking machines that suck carbon dioxide out of the air. It's crazy that we discover oil 150 years ago, and fossil fuels before that, you know, with coal 300 years ago or so, start mining it, and that we are terraforming and putting carbon that was saved in the Earth back into the atmosphere right when we needed it, right when we were on empty. We then discover all of this carbon. And we should be good stewards of it, because even though they say we've got thousands of years of coal, which can be turned into fuel, to run the planet at current levels, who knows if there's more of this out there in space. We should actually conserve it as best we can. I don't just say just waste it, but it's precious. It's precious. Nitrogen is precious. Oxygen is precious. Carbon dioxide is precious. Water is precious. Sunlight is precious. You've got to have those ingredients. And the globalists, of course, pick things that they could then control every facet of life and the Earth. So here's a clip, before I get into all this, of Barack Obama talking to some babbling podcaster. And, well, he's telling his daughter, Big Mike's daughter, that everything's going to be okay. And because she's saying the world's going to end, like you and AOC and Buttigieg and the other clown car riders like Beto and Al Gore. And, you know, in 2006, the ice caps are going to melt. By 2013, they're all going to be melted. By 2017, now it's 2027. While they buy huge mansions at 1 foot above sea level in places like Martha's Vineyard. He says to her, don't worry, honey, even if we can't stop the temperature from rising to 2 points, we might be able to stop it at 2.5 or 3 points, and that'll save millions. And he says, because the climate change is going to make the third world collapse and rush into America and Europe, and we've got to stop that. No, their lockdowns and organizing people and not letting them produce food is the reason in international polls 96% said they're coming here. So here's the UN globalists who's shutting things off, cutting things off, flooding the third world they control, threatening the first world that the virus came out of the jungle because of global warming, not out of a lab. And that the migrants are here because of global warming, not because they shut off their livelihood to the IMF and World Bank control. And he could be honest and say, honey, this is a power struggle for us to get full control of everything. And this is how we control all resources and track it with computers and have a carbon score and carbon credits and carbon rationing. And this is how we're going to depopulate the Earth, as they say, right here in these UN and Davos reports, like the future of urban consumption in a 1.5 centigrade world, C40 cities. It says consumption's the enemy, period. Nothing about clean consumption, nothing about carbon, but you will get three pairs of clothes a year. You will eat bugs. You will like it. Go read it for yourself. But he's there, and they show that in statistics and polls. Young people say, well, I don't want a job, and I don't want a future. I don't know how to drive a car. I don't want to have children because the world's going to end. But really, it's just an excuse for them to be lazy. But if you tell folks there's no future, oh, an asteroid's going to kill us next week. Well, let's all just party and fornicate and go crazy. That's another lie. If an asteroid was coming, we'd all be dead in 1 week. How about we just get close to God and get ready to meet our Maker? But see, that's how they operate. So here he is explaining how he tells his daughters it's the end of the world. But no, don't worry. Hundreds of millions are going to die, but we may not just kill billions. And then they've set themselves up and scripted themselves and cast themselves as the saviors. And just look at how transparent this is. But still, some people watch this fraud with his fake southerner accent that he reportedly trained with actors before he ran for the Senate to have it. Total actor, total fraud, who's really cool, and he hangs out with Bruce Springsteen. Couldn't be more uncool, right? These people in Bono, I mean, who keeps 99% of the money he raises from charity from Africans, he used to keep more than 99%, but now he gives 1%. But he wears purple sunglasses. Start going to Obama.
Malia comes to me. She says, you know what? She's 24. All our friends, we talk about climate change and we just feel like there is no way we're going to be able to solve this. We're looking at the science. It feels as if we're on a trajectory that we're going to sail past this 2 degrees centigrade
right.
benchmark, where after that potentially things are getting cataclysmic. And so I'll be honest with you, Dad, a lot of my friends, they just feel as if, what's the point? Because the world's burning and there's nothing I can do. And I said to her, well, she asked me, what should I say to them?
Right.
And what I said to her is, look, we may not be able to cap temperature rise to 2 degrees centigrade. But here's the thing. If we work really hard, we may be able to cap it at 2.5 instead of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or 3 instead of 3.5. That extra centigrade, that might mean the difference between whether Bangladesh is underwater.
Right.
It might make the difference as to whether, 100 million people have to migrate,
right,
or only a few.
Right. In these incremental changes,
that matters.
Yeah, I see.
It makes a difference,
sure.
And
it's worth fighting for. And
it's worth fighting for.
And you can't descend into nihilism and not try to save those 100, 200, 300 million people. It matters.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Meanwhile, their lithium mines can be seen from Mars. And are totally toxic. Everything they're replacing our industrial system with is 100 times worse. I'm going to explain how this fraud works and the key to their operation when we come back. Because if you know the key, you can stop them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Uncensored teleprompter free edition. So look, we know the globalists, the corporate media lie. But that's because you're tuned into the show. In fact, you didn't learn all this from me. You've tuned in because you're already awake to a certain degree. In some ways more than I am, I'm more awake than you in other areas. That's why we all come together with guests and callers and research and analysis to try to come to the truth. And the truth is sovereign. The truth is king. The truth flows out of God. But when you come to this climate change baloney, which was global warming, first it was a global ice age in the 70s, and then the 80s, oh no, it's not ice age, it's going to be global warming. And the truth is, we've been out of an ice age for more than 11,000 years. We're scheduled to go back into one. The scientists all know this. It's the rhythm of the sun. And humans love to feel guilty. And so we've been taught to not feel guilty about mutilating children's genitals or sex trafficking or thermonuclear weapons. No, we're guilty that we are carbon. And so we just pulled together a little bit of their fraud today that's their current baloney. And anybody tuned in even a fifth grader could go and research this for yourself. In fact, right before we went live, I said, you know, I was going to show a few of these articles, but I said to the crew, why don't you go find the hottest day ever in Death Valley and then show articles with them currently saying hottest day ever in Death Valley just killed a man. Just that one piece should be a whole report, a 10-minute monologue by Tucker Carlson to go by, you know, each little piece of it, because it's called Death Valley because it gets up to 130 degrees and thousands have died back in the old horse and buggy and wagon train days. It's called Death Valley because a lot of people going in there died. So, oh my gosh, somebody died in Death Valley, record temperature. We went and looked at the temperature. 120 degrees. Do you know what the record temperature is? Over 130. And do you know what the record temperature was for the guy dying 2 days ago in Death Valley? Way above what they said. And we've got the numbers. You can look it up. This stuff's all captured and kept. It's just wild how they operate. And there's the National Park Service saying the hottest it ever got. And it gives you the different dates. 134 on July 10th, 1913. Routinely hits 120 plus. This guy died with it 120. And I got headlines. Hottest ever recorded Death Valley. Lies, lies, lies. You could verify in minutes it wasn't true. Didn't die of a record temperature in July. Record temperature, period. It is not a record temperature. But you hear record temperature, and weak-minded people that don't know how to do research and don't know how to get conscious instead of being unconscious or get fooled. And another great way they do it is heat maps. This changed about 10 years ago, as you know. They would always show maps of a country according to deep forest is deep green, plains that are grass are light green, scrub brush is yellow, deserts are brown, deep oceans are deep blue, navy blue. The next less deeper areas are dark blue, and then the little coves and things are baby blue. They don't do that anymore. They throw heat maps up and say, look, record temperature, but we have screenshots of the same days in the same different years where it's way cooler, but the background is green. Again, basic level brainwashing. Because you know a hot stove's glowing red or that a flame's red. So you deep down know that means hot. So it's basic stuff, folks. Get aware of it. It's everywhere. And once you're aware of the con, nothing works on you anymore. So here's an article out of Red State. More to the point, hottest day ever. It's a big article, details it, them claiming hottest temperatures in Australia, hottest in New Zealand, hottest in Canada, hottest in Europe, hottest here. And then they go through it. None of it's true. None of it's true. So we pulled up the Texas numbers from CBS News. Texas City makes heat record 100 days in the hundreds. 2011. But what was the biggest temperature ever? Well, they debate it back and forth because it's within a few points of each other. But it was, when I told you from memory, in the late 80s, early 90s, all over the South and Texas was record heat. I don't need to go check it. I knew when I checked it would say that it did, because I remember 115 and them canceling 2-a-days. We didn't do the one in the afternoon. I was like, thank you, Lord. It was on the news. Kids were dying. So, folks, all of you that grew up and playing football, you remember that in the late 80s, early 90s, when they had to year after year cancel because it was 115. It was record heat. It's not 115 right now. And it's not going to be 115 in Texas, in East Texas, in Northeast Texas in August when 2-a-days happen. We all know that. But every year we go, man, it's really hot. And they play that mind game. Yeah, because you're bad. Because your car Your car with catalytic converters, they've got the different actuaries. All the cars that have operated since the beginning of the automobile revolution 100 plus years ago put out less carbon than when Krakatoa blew up. Look it up. Krakatoa made it get dark 20, 30 minutes earlier for about 2 or 3 years and made crop yields go down worldwide. It made the sky dark. An entire giant mountain just blew up into the sky and shot all this gas into the atmosphere. The point is that that's why the Earth used to be 20% carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It was because of volcanoes. Right here where I live in Austin is nothing but extinct volcanoes. All the hills around us, everything. Where my office is in the caldera of a volcano. An extinct volcano stretches out another 10 miles south of me. Now I'm going to get into more statistics here. Let's skip this break so we have time. But look at this. They're telling you record temperatures in Texas, but you can go look at temperature history of Texas and see it 10 degrees hotter in July on the same day they said. A total lie. Don't believe me? Go look it up. This chart below shows the number of triple-digit temperatures recording each year since records began. And look where the temperatures increase. They start increasing to record levels in 2010, 2020. And a lot of that, they've now admitted, is because they put the thermometers on tarmacs where jets are taking off. And so they've had to discount that, and they actually believe that temperatures peaked at about 1994 from the increase the last couple hundred years and are now going down. Remember all the ice storms? The last 2 years in record cold, oh, they said that's global warming, too. So, again, man found dead in Death Valley National Park amid searing heat. Officials said a 65-year-old man was found lifeless in his vehicle as temperatures throttled up to levels that are considered high, even for a notoriously hot park. Really? The average global temperature reached 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit as heat waves impacted people around the world. And again, most of the thermometers now are on top buildings and tarmacs or roads. Are things hotter on black tarmac? When you sit in your front yard, is it cooler in the shade or out on the grass than it is out when you go get your mail at noon? No, you know it's hotter because the asphalt absorbs heat. That's the only way they're getting their temperatures. But they're still not higher than they were previously. So they go through and don't even give you any numbers here. There's another article where they say, well, he died record heat in the park. But it's not true. Here's the National Park Service. Death Valley is famous for the hottest place on Earth and driest place in North America. The world record for air temperature, 134 Fahrenheit, 57 Celsius, was recorded at Furnace Creek on July 10, 1913. Summer temperatures often top 120 in the shade with outright KWSs dipping into the 90s. And it goes on from there. But that's funny. I was just reading an article out of mainstream news saying it was the hottest day ever. And then I've got them manipulating heat maps when we come back. We'll talk about what's going on with the sun, because this is really, really important. And again, anybody can go check this, folks. The only constant in our weather is change. We're being lied to bring in global government.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k,
today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.